The GAA program with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
GAA, agus fáilte go Clara Ella an Cumbu and Lou Trasky and a shock than a show with me, Tom Comack, as always on a Wednesday night, here with you until 9 o'clock. And, well, we'd love you to stay with us because we got, well, a very special feature on tonight. Of course, Donegal Junior Football Champions Red Hughes are in a big game action this Sunday when they take on Eastkey from Sligo in the All Ireland Junior semi final, with a place in the All Ireland final at stake and a big day out in Croke Park, as well as the prize for the winners of that one. That I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the phone by two of the club's most decorated and revered footballers, 1992 All-Ireland winning wing-back Donal Reid and former county player and top club player in the county, Marty Carlin. They'll be joining me in a moment, but just to remind you again, if you want to text us or you want to talk to us, we'd love to hear from you. 086 60 25000 is the number. Or if you want to dial Texas from the north of Ireland, it's 0035386 60 25000. And we'd love to hear from you right around the world, to those of you listening to us on the World Wide Web on www.highlandradio. Before we go to Donal and to Marty, and indeed, well, it's been a sad week in Donegal. Condolences to the family of Danny O'Donnell, Chairman, Chairman, who sadly passed away last weekend after a short illness, and a very popular character, very well known, and of course, a man who played a big role in the Gaelic Athletic Association in Chicago, a member of the Wolltones Club, highly influential, involved in that, for lived there in Chicago for most of his life. And, Danny, who was, as I say, well-liked and well-loved, his funeral is on tomorrow, in actual fact, in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, at 11 o'clock, and followed by a private cremation in Cavan. But our condolences is to the family and to his daughter, Jennifer, and her son, her husband's Manus, and all his grandchildren and his brothers, Jimmy and Pat, sisters Anna, Margaret, Mary, Kathleen, and Rose, and nieces, nephews, and friends, and indeed the Term and GAA Club. Certainly, they've lost a very popular figure. And our condolences also to the Croke and McHugh families in Dunloe on the tragic death of their daughter and partner Dawn Croke, who died tragically in Dunloe last weekend. Our yes, Jager, our Anamica. So certainly been a dark week in Dunloe and in Termon with those deaths. But on a brighter note, as I said, Red Hughes preparing for an All-Ireland semi-final. It's heady days really for football at the Cross, and as I mentioned earlier, two of the club's stalwarts and most decorated footballers, two legends of the game in their club, Donal Reid and Marty Carlin, join me. Donal, good night to you.
Hello, Tom. How are you doing?
And Marty, how are you? Good. Back again.
Tom, how's it going? And hello, how's Donal?
Great. Back again. Anyway, Donal, I suppose, first of all, what's the mood like? I know you're living in the Cross. What's the mood like at the Cross this week? What's the atmosphere like?
Well, the community is in high spirits. I suppose the lads are keeping a low profile, but it's certainly exciting times here around the Cross and Kelly Garden and up in the hills, as they say, where the nucleus of the team now comes from. But yes, it's indeed, it's marvellous times, and we're all very proud of the lads.
Yeah, it's been a great year, really, and I'm sure it's really shortened the winter in Killygarden and the parish all around.
That's right, Tom. You know, I mean, we've had our own tragedy here in Killygarden just last week, and it's great to get a lift. It's a great lift for the community, and I suppose those type of things do affect the community. And I say we're a very small club. We're pushed on each side, one side from the Cools, and the other side from Castle Finn. So we're working from a very small base. And as I say, the local GAA club here, Red Hughes, and the hurling club, Satanta, form the hub of the community. And as I say, what the lads have done is extraordinary. And as I say, just gives a great lift. People who have no interest in football are talking about Red Hughes, which is great.
Yeah, and certainly it's a long way from 1980 and probably those early 80 years when you as a young boy started playing with the club first.
That's right, Tom. And even the way before that, when we had a club here at Kelly Garden, in fact, I do a wee article tomorrow in the Donegal Democrat on the times when I was growing up as a small boy here around the cross. And the admiration I had for the team here in Kelly Garden. And then when Marty and I were 13 or 14, we joined up with Robert Emmons, the two clubs amalgamated, and we were fortunate to win an under-14 county championship. And then we kind of, the club then formed properly then in 1980, and we won the junior title in 1981, and were beaten in an intermediate final in 1982, as far as I remember. So, and then we went on to lose two senior finals. So we went from a junior club right up until a senior club. And I'm hoping that the current lads are on the same path, which I think they are.
Certainly, they were great years as well, Donal, weren't they? Because, as you said, from being formed in 1980 and coming to win a junior in 81 to being within the kick of a ball, probably of winning one in 86, was it? The first one was, or sorry, 96, was it? Or
Yes.
96. It was some achievement, wasn't it?
It's a great achievement. You know, but again, we were fortunate. We had a great group of players around the area at the time. We were lucky in that sense that we all grew up together, and I suppose we worked hard at it. And but then we took the eye off the ball, myself included, I suppose, for a good few years, and the work wasn't done, I suppose, at underage level. And but as I say tomorrow in the paper, you know, about the work that has been done this last 20 years and more at underage levels, which has brought us right back up there again. Now we're bearing the fruits of that hard work.
Yeah. There obviously is a great tradition and a great love of Gaelic games, both hurling and football, because there's records going back of good Killygarden teams in the 30s and in the 20s even. So Gaelic games has its roots in the parish in a long time. I know the club Red Hughes was only formed in 1980.
Yeah, well, there's a couple have been here for a long time, yeah. And we hear names mentioned all the time, but I mean, I suppose that we didn't know those men, but I suppose it came and went. You know, we have a great tradition of sport here in the Finn Valley area, you know, with athletics and with soccer, and again two clubs, and I suppose we're pushed in. It makes us fight more for our parish and for the rural area and community that we're living at the moment.
Yeah, and tell me, Donal, what do you make of the current team? Because I know you would have worked with them a couple of years ago and maybe started the ball rolling, you know, at underage and even managed them for a while in the junior championship.
Yeah, well, I had three different stints with the Red Hughes team over the years. And my last stint there was a couple of years ago. But we were kind of in between. There were some players were kind of coming near the end of their footballing careers, while there's other fellows, they were just too young, they were maybe 15 and 16 years of age, but that few years has brought on those young players have come through, and they're playing brilliantly. Those young players, is a great mix now in the team, and they've only gone for strength this year. As I say, I know most of the lads, and they're a great bunch of fellows, and as I say, they've done themselves, their families, the club and the community proud.
Yeah. And Marty, as Donal was mentioning there, you guys probably laid the foundation with your great success in the 80s, and as we mentioned the last time you were on, obviously there was a period where maybe, as Donal mentioned, the eye was taken off the ball and it took a long time to get back.
Well, that's it, Tom. As Donal said, he just summed it up perfectly there. You know, we've had some good years and we've had a few barren years, and that's the way clubs go, and we're no different. Like, as I say, we're formed in 81, and, you know, we're relatively successful, you know, we're all right up to 86 when we reached the senior final, and then went on and were seriously unlucky, I suppose, in the early 90s not to get a county title. And then after that, we were all kind of, what happens with teams is, I suppose, what happened to our team, you know, Donal and myself, we're all of an age, and all of a sudden players like go over the hill, for a better term, and, you know, then that team's gone, and you have to start rebuilding another team. And that hasn't really happened within the club. Even as Donald says, we went from success to success with the underage, which is terrific. And it's all the hard work of the underage that has brought this current team together. And they've all sort of grown up at the same time, and they're much of an age, this present squad. And they've all come together at the right time, and they're seriously committed. Mm. And you know, they seem to be under a good manager now, and Sharjah McKelvey, you know, and he seems to have got the best out of them. And hopefully, as I say, I don't think it'll be commitment that'll beat them anyway at the weekend. You know?
And a great similarities with your team of the 80s, I suppose, as you mentioned there. You know, a group of players coming through together. And I know, Donald, quite a few of that Castle Finn or Robert Emmett on the 14th team, that won the championship, went on to play with Red Hughes in those early years.
Well, I suppose no harm to Castle Finn, but I think we didn't really suit the team. But no, a good few tied on and played then with us at senior level, and I think Marty makes a valid point there that these fellas, this current team, you know, they've grown up together from under 12s, under 14s, under 16s, minors, under 21s, and you know, there have been good managers managing these fellas. I don't want to name names in case I leave someone out, but you know, the club got its act together, put in the right managers, and you know, no harm. We were kind of, I suppose, we were very amateurish, I suppose, on our outlook, you know, until we put the right men in place and we're proper coaching took place, and as we see, we're
of course, you have great facilities as well.
Great. Fantastic facilities, absolutely fantastic, and that all goes with it. That all goes with it. I mean, I say there's a lot of hard work has gone on behind the scenes that we don't see. All we see is the team now. We'll see the team out on Sunday, but you know, credit really has to be given to a lot of unseen people who do a lot of hard work and have done. You know, the pitch and what we call momentum. It's credit to those people who've done all that hard work. And I'm so glad for the club that they're getting recognition. You know, that we hear it all the time, but our team's way back. It's not about us now. It's about this current team. It's about these young lads. And hopefully they will make progress. I always felt when I was managing the team that this team was better than junior. We were stuck at junior level for a long time in Division 4 to Division 3. Now we're going to be playing in Division 2, and I think we are a good, solid intermediate team.
Yeah.
And we'll be there for a wee while, and hopefully we can move on to senior level. But that's for another day.
Yeah, obviously quite a lot of water has to go under the bridge before that. And
yes, indeed,
that's the voice of Donal Reid there. Donal is staying with us. We've also got Marty Carlin, another great Red Hughes man. Of course, two good Donegal footballers as well. And Donal, an All-Ireland winner, both at under 21. We were forgetting about that. We were mentioning earlier as well, were the on the very first team to win in All-Ireland in 1982 at under 21 level. And well, we'll be back to Donal and to Marty in just a moment.
The GAA programme with Tom Comack, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Station Roundabout, Letterkenny. Gear up for the next big game from the great range of clubwear at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fáilte Rash, Gideon Clare, Cumann Lú, Glasscale, Ash Ochtan, a show with me, Tom Comack, with you until 9 o'clock in the company of Donal Reid and Marty Carlin, two former Red Hughes players and of course two former Donegal players as well. And well, we're focusing very much tonight on the Red Hughes club, of course, who are the first Donegal of two Donegal teams who have qualified for All-Ireland semi-finals into action this weekend. They take on Eastkey from Sligo, the Connacht champions, in an All-Ireland junior semi-final. It's in Sean O'Heslin Park down in Ballinamore in County Leitrim. And well, of course, early next month, Gweedore are in All-Ireland semi-final action. They take on Connacht opposition as well when they play Cora Finn from Galway, the reigning All-Ireland club champions. That's in the EIB All-Ireland semi-final, and that game is in Park, Sean McDermott in Carrick and Shannon. Marty Carlin, Eastkey from Sligo, I know you've got connections down there. Your wife Colette is a native of Sligo, and you've got some information on Eastkey. How good are they, or what do you know about them?
Well,
Well, I was just talking to Brolin and Tom on that about the Connacht final. I think it was played in a very, very difficult day down in Enniscrone, and they played Clonburr from Galway. I think the half-time score was 1-8 to 2 points for Eastgay, and the game obviously with that stage you would have thought was over. But as I said, it was a very, very tough day, and apparently when they turned around, Clonburr actually got back to level that match, and Eastgay scored the winner very late on with an unbelievable kick, I think, against the one from some player, just to win by 1 point. So, it's a bit of an unknown, Tom. You don't really know these clubs, you know, certainly from a different county and from a different province. But, you know, they're kind of a mixture, apparently, of youth and experience. They have a Noel Maguire fullback there. I think he's around his 40 now. He played fullback for Sligo in his day, and they've Desi Sloy in there, and I think he's in his early 40s, and he's kind of a player coach, I think, of the team. And then they've one very good forward, I think, now that's been scoring a lot for them. But it's just hard, you know. It's really a bit of I'm sure they've been watched by our guys, but it's hard to get to know, I suppose, these clubs that are far away and a different county, and even a different province, Tom. It's a bit difficult to find a lot out about them. But I'd be more thinking if we get our game right. You know, I just find that up to now I've went to most of the matches. The only match I missed was the Emmyvale match, and I think, you know, we're 6 points down that day. And Donegal, our Red Hughes, have been finishing incredibly strongly. I think sometimes in a lot of the games this year they've left themselves a lot to do, and when they felt they had something to do, them without done it. I would rather see them coming out of the traps, starting running at teams. I think that's the way Red Cheese have played their best football this year, is, you know, really running at teams. And when we needed scores to pull ourselves out of the fire, which we've done on numerous occasions this year, going back to the semi-final against Letterkenny Gaels out in Convey, we looked to be out the park at half-time and made a brilliant comeback. And I just hope that they start early and run that and show their game and run that Eastgay and show them no respect whatsoever. And I would like to see them really get out of the traps and going at them early, you know.
Got a bit of a scare the last day against Dunedin Connolly's. They're probably lucky to escape. They certainly got out of jail on that one.
I thought we struggled a bit with the kick-outs that day. You know, Kieran Kelly, Dunedin pushed up on us. And I suppose the tactic was Shosha McKelvey likes to start from the back, but sometimes if the opposition put you under serious pressure there, Tom, you know, you have to go long. And, you know, we're strong in the middle with Stephen McMenamin and Patrick McGlinchey. I just thought that day, another observation made that they're a wee bit too far apart. We got very little. They were 30, 40 metres apart in the middle of the field. I wouldn't like to see that. I thought that, you know, one up and one down, they should be close together. We picked up very few breaking balls, I think, when we did go long, and that would be a bit of a concern. And I suppose the other thing is Calvin Bradley up front too. You know, I think Calvin needs a wee bit more support. It was a wee bit isolated that day, and they were kicking long balls in a heavy pitch, and it's not Calvin's game to make these long runs into the corner. Like, it's not that type of player, but if you can give him the ball, he'll certainly do something with it. So a couple of wee things, but I'm sure Shosha McKelvey has well looked at them. But I just like to see us get more breaks in the middle and supporting Calvin Bradley up front and really running at them, really, Tom, because I think that's Red Hughes' strength. When they run, when they feel they need a score, and we needed a goal that day on two different occasions to keep us into the game against Dunedin, and on both occasions we went and got it purely because we upped the game and ran at them, and I thought we were a wee bit tentative up to that, and when we needed the score, we went and we looked for it and we got it. And I would just like to see Red Hughes doing more of that, not waiting until they actually need it, but maybe trying to take control of the game from early doors, you know.
In fairness, probably Dunedin were probably a better side than maybe people felt or they credited them with. At the same time, a few some very good footballers.
Yes, you know, sometimes you can get complacent when you hear of a team, you know, from Scotland, you know, coming over, and you think Canada, you know, but they were a packed team. You know what Marty is saying there. We seem to thrive. We always did, I suppose, down the years. We seem to thrive when our backs are to the wall. You know, many times I came in at half time and would be heavily behind. And you know, sometimes our fellas are hard to start. I think sometimes they get a bit nervous instead of just going out and let the, I mean, there's plenty of football in the players, and just letting it flow. And sometimes we get a kick up the backside when we see that we're behind, we see that we're a better team. So as Marty said, I wouldn't like to see Eastie getting too far ahead where we have to try and claw our way back. And I suppose we did learn a lesson from the last game.
Yeah, and I suppose when you mention Eastie, I suppose they're one team that have learned a lesson from their last outing, as Marty was saying. They were what, 1-8 to 2 points up at half time. So that's something I'm sure they'll be working on as well.
That's true. But again, you know, we don't know, we don't really know. Every game is different, and the weather conditions will have to factor in how the lads are feeling. As I say, and again, I'm repeating what Marty has said regarding, you don't know these teams. You don't know, I mean, since their last outing, we don't know who's injured or what has gone on. Well, I know that we have a full bill of health and our lads are looking forward to the game. But we don't know how what kind of team's going to turn up on the day. So we don't want to leave anything in the dressing room.
And tell me, Donna, would the fact that, you know, there was a bit of a break, they had quite a lot of momentum going. They were playing obviously from August, I think the Donegal Championship started, and literally it was nearly every week or every second week from then until early December. There was a 6 week break then. You know, is yes. How you deal with that a worry?
Exactly, and that's my very point. What happens in that 6 weeks? You know. What have we learned? What have we learned in that 6 weeks? Can we keep that momentum going? And that's going to be certainly a factor on the day. I was talking to some of the local lads here the last day, and we're talking about that. What has happened in between? When you have momentum, you like the idea again the following week, and carry it on through. But I still feel, you know, Marty was giving credit there to Joseph, and Joseph has definitely done a great job with that team. But I think Joseph was helped a lot by Marty's brother, Joseph. When Joseph came into the scene, Joseph Carlin did a brilliant job with those young lads. And unfortunately, Joseph, through illness, had to step out of the scene. But Joseph done a brilliant job with that team. And, you know, it's only fair that we give Joseph a bit of credit.
Yeah, certainly.
Joseph has definitely, you know, he's a damn good manager, and we're so glad to have him.
Yeah.
And I think he will have learned a lot from the last game, and I think our boys will be definitely very hard to beat on Sunday.
Good luck, Red Hughes, from Eddie, Cullion Road in Letterkenny. Eddie was texting us on 086 60 25000, and if you want to send wishes, we'd only be delighted to hear from you. Marty Carlin, that issue of the break, was it a good thing, or is it going to be difficult to pick it up, get the momentum again? Or I thought, in actual fact, the last day that Reggie was looked a bit tired, maybe the break just came at the right time.
Yeah, just the words in mouth, Tom, that were, you know, that day in O'Donnell Park, you know, we started pretty well against Dunedin and looked like, you know, that we kind of got to control the game, but let them back into it. And I thought some of our better players, or the players that we've been more reliant on up the centre, were definitely looked a bit leggy and tired that day. And, hopefully over Christmas and that, they got a wee bit of a break, and hopefully they'll come into this game a bit fresher now. Just on one point there, I think, I don't know if Donald was aware, but I think they were down there last weekend for a wee run out in the Ballinamore pitch, and I think they were very disappointed, would be all accounts. Considering we've had fairly good weather, I think it's, the pitch is not particularly good shape, and it's heavy. And I suppose obviously that's the same for both sides. So if they did get a bit of a break there, Tom, over Christmas, and they are a wee bit fresher now, that'll be a blessing in disguise. Because, you know, I do think you're right. I think against Dunedin we definitely looked a bit leggy, and I thought we were a wee bit fortunate to end up to come out of that game. But as I say, the fact that we did get out of it and have had a chance to get a wee break, hopefully we'll see a fresher team this weekend, you know.
Benham and the last day and his influence, Marty. And I suppose we can't go with, it's far from a one-man team. As Donna was mentioned, Padraig McGlinchey, Calvin Bradley, all those players play their part. But we have to mention one man. He came off the bench the last day and scored a crucial goal despite having his jaw wired, Shane Gallagher.
Aye, and you know, and he was so anxious to get on, like, and quite many lads have been on. He's, apparently his jaw was still wired, but you know, the great thing that about it, Tom, he took it so well. Like, I mean, he came through and he threw the keeper. Like, and most, a lot of more experienced players would have blasted it maybe at the keeper, blasted over the bar, blasted it wide. But as he, you know, when the keeper came out, he let it drop onto his foot, and he slid it lovely past him at the corner. It was real calm finish, and you know, we absolutely needed that time because it looked like we were going to get beaten. Like, for him to come on, it was just a brilliant score. Like, at a really crucial time, because I was in the stand. Like, the boys reminisced, boys, we need a goal or we're beaten here. And young Shane came up with the goods. Like, and it was a super finish, I have to say. You know,
Marty and Donal, the clock has beaten us. We could have talked for another half hour at least. Thank you, first of all, for joining us. Great to have you, two big men of Donegal football, never mind club football in Red Hughes. And I know everybody in Red Hughes are very proud of you, and we wish Red Hughes all the best. We will have live coverage of that game on Sunday from Sean O'Heslin Park in Carrick and Shannon with Oisín Kelly. But that's it from me from this week. My thanks to Donal Reid and to Marty Carlin. My thanks also to Jimmy Stafford and Sound. Until next week, good year and Chocolate and Johogan, Stornoggers Bannock.